Hey, good morning. Thanks for coming on the Joe and Radio Now Morning Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Dude, you are my hero, not only because you could put away the hot dogs, but now you've been busting your butt. And how much weight have you lost?
As of today, 214 pounds.
What?
Dude, you are so inspiring. Okay,
wow.
Let's back up here. Amr, thanks for coming on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Tell everybody kind of your story. We talked about this a week or two ago, but I want to hear about your journey and what started it all. I think it involved like a baseball game and some hot dogs.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been big my entire life, and I've always tried to lose weight, and I failed 1,000 times, and kind of it was a series of events where I went to a Nationals game, and it was Dollar Dog Night, and I have a friend challenged me, hey, I bet you can't eat 18 hot dogs, and I was like, yes, I can, and I took the challenge, and I ate 18 hot dogs at a Nationals game, and of course, it was uncomfortable, and I was extremely full, and then I was, like, laughing at it. People were cheering, stuff like that. I remember about a month later, I called my sister and kind of told her what happened. Instead of kind of being like, oh, that's so cool, she kind of hit me with, why'd you do that? Like, they were laughing at you, not with you. And stuff like that. It took a while to kind of realize that, like, I've been making fun of myself for so long because, like, it's kind of the way to cope with it that I got so used to being fat that it kind of became, like, an identity. That's, like, I have to laugh at being fat. It's like the only way to deal with it.
Dude, I totally relate to what you're saying. I am like 397, 98 pounds right now, and I've been a little bit higher, but I've lost 100 pounds a couple of times, and I put it back on. How are you doing? Like, you made this transition and decided I'm going to do it. What have you been doing to lose this much weight and keep it going?
So it started off small. It was just I looked up a TDE calculator, which is just your total daily expenditure. And I just put it as sedentary, and I started counting my calories. And it took me a while to kind of learn what I've been eating and how many calories I've been eating, and how like a triple Whataburger with a large milkshake is like more than an entire day worth of calories.
Oh, I know, but it's so good.
It's extremely good, and I loved it. At first, when you're as big as I was, and you just start off small, and you'll start losing weight by doing the minor things. Like I stopped drinking soda. I'll just drink diet or water. Right. And I'm now mostly cut out diet, but I still have the occasional one every now and then. And then I stopped ordering large meals, went from large, you know, supersized meals to just a normal regular meal. And then once I realized that a normal regular meal wasn't going to sustain me and like I'll still be hungry after a slice or two of pizza, I started finally transitioning to more like fuller options. So like oatmeal and chicken and rice and broccoli and lean beef, lean turkey, et cetera.
Oh, my gosh. So, this is like music to my ears. I 1,000% you're going such a smart route because sometimes people say, you know, I'll just eat my calories and I'll be fine. But that's not really the truth. You can be eating so many empty calories that's not going to sustain you throughout the day. So then later, your body's going to get into this like kind of starvation mode and you're going to be so starving and you're going to be wondering why. But it's because you're not eating the right calories. You're eating the right amount, but you're not eating the right ones. And I think that is so important.
And the biggest thing is it's a learning experience. Because I've been doing this for 3 years now. It's taken me 3 years to lose this weight. I'm still losing. I still have about 20 to 30 pounds left. It's all about staying in the game mentally. Like, and keep doing it. Keep practicing. So the biggest advice I tell people is, you know, buy a scale and weigh yourself once a day. Try to take a picture of yourself once a week or once every other week. And try to just mentally stay focused. Because it has to be a priority. It has to be kind of like a number one goal of yours. Like people try to make weight loss really easy, and it's not. Like, it's work. And so you have to, it has to be the first thing you think about, like brushing your teeth. It has to be like the last thing you think about when you go to sleep. It takes effort to lose weight. It's not something you can just do on the side and have in the back burner.
This is an incredible story. Is there any way that people could check you out online and maybe follow you? Do you have like an Instagram or a Twitter or anything?
Yeah, so it's uncovering.amer, A-M-E-R. You know, just make fun of more uncovering, kind of uncovering the weight as well as just the details behind it. And so, uncovering.amer. And that's where I post progress pics and try to post advice. And of course, anyone can message me for any details of questions, how to get started, how to keep sticking with it, et cetera, any type of issues with the process.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Hey, Amr, thank you so much for coming on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show and sharing the incredible journey you're going through. I'm sure you're aware of it, but very inspiring to a lot of people. So go give him a follow if you don't already on Instagram.
All right, and thank you so much for having me. And just let me know if anyone ever needs help, just message me. I'm always available.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks so much, Amr. Thank you for coming on.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you, guys.